it is a strange thing that man who was made in the image and the likeness of God and was called of him to walk by faith, believing that God is, would choose to walk by sight instead of by faith. After his makeup, his being, and all that dwells in him was fashioned in the likeness of God. And God is that great Jehovah who calls those things which were not as though they were. And man made to live with God in this manner, yet has he chosen to walk by his sight. He wants to be his own boss. He wants no one to tell him what to do. That's just the nature of man. It proved to be thus in the Garden of Eden, when he had lost his fellowship with God by choosing to go his own way, not have anyone rule over him. But a man is made like a sheep, and a sheep cannot find its way back, I'm told, when it's lost, it's totally lost. And that's the way with man. When he is lost, he is absolutely helpless. He must have a shepherd to guide him. And man, when he chooses, as the days go on, we find man continually getting worse, choosing rather to walk by sight than instead of by faith, by the unseen. And when he does that, he robs the inner man, which is the soul. And that's the eternal part of man. Now, man shall not live by bread alone, said the Lord, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And a man's physical being to be taken care of is not all the reason God put him on the earth. Because what he does with this physical being amounts to very little. It's his soul what counts. It's the inward man that did not come from the earth. It come from heaven. And that's the eternal part of the human being. But yet, strange that he tries to figure his own way out. And we find it so in the Scriptures that when a man chooses to walk in his own way and do the way he wants to, God just lets him alone. Man must not think for himself, but he must let the mind that was in Christ be in him. We are not to think for ourselves. We are to call anything contrary to what he said as though it is not. No matter what our eyes claim to be, we do not live by what we see. We live by what we believe.